Relaxing back and feeling the back of the body for a short while. Especially the skin on the back of the body. As if we're lying down on the most comfortable surface we could imagine. And as we settle down and in, if the body would make some adjustment to be more comfortable, please let it do so now. As we tune into the possibility of being in comfort and ease. Inwardly, we can also let the body follow along. Make adjustments to its posture. Not according to my idea, but according to its ease. Feeling the back of the body, the skin on the back of the body, as if in a wide space. And tuning in back and forth, the skin, and then what allows us to feel awake to the skin. And again, the back, the skin on the back of the body, in our awareness. And then relaxing open into that power to feel the skin, the possibility of feeling. Being open to the skin and then open to the openness. As if we were not limited just to what's within the skin. as if we were a wide space that allows the experience of skin, back of the body, whole body, allows the experience of sound, thought, emotion. Resting back, allowing. Enough room for all that we feel in the body. And more. More room. Enough room for all that we hear. For the possibility and power to hear. And more space. Enough room for the thoughts. And more. Enough room for the emotions and energies, and still more space available in our experience. As if we were space, and not just the things that are allowed in space, the things that appear, the things that happen, the things we perceive. All of it allowed, but not all that we are. Resting back. Enough space for it all. If we let the background of the coming meditation be that space, resting back into that space, enough room for it all, and also more room, more space. That we're not limited to what happens in our experience. enough room for anything we experience and more room. Coming back to this enough room and more, whenever it is needed, whenever there's a pull there. And it's also possible to allow ourselves to remember a moment of some difficulty today. So not the worst thing in your life, but something that was difficult that you can feel vividly enough, some frustration or impatience, disappointment, embarrassment, jealousy, etc. One thing, one experience. Boredom, insecurity, competitiveness. And just briefly dipping into that feeling, getting a strong body felt sense of that experience. The heat or coldness, the heaviness or the speediness. Does it have a shape? Is it dense? Is it powerful or weak? Not just what it does in the body, but also sensing that atmosphere or energy, if possible. Resting back into that space and feeling very simply this human emotion or state of difficulty. No matter what it is, we have all experienced it in some way, no matter what it is. It may be a combination of emotions, and so the important thing is to get the feeling rather than to be perfectionist about the name. We can include the shame and resistance to feeling it as part of the package. If there was nothing today, then yesterday, the day before, something fairly recent, noticeable but not overwhelming. Very caringly not letting it take over and go to the bloodstream. But also with interest and care, receiving it tenderly. There's enough room and more. no matter what it is, it doesn't take away the nature of spaciousness in a human being. We can feel. Just playing for a while with feeling and knowing that you're not alone in feeling that. Every once in a while, or every day, everyone in this room feels that, has felt that. So it's still difficult, but less heavy, not private, not secret. It still hurts or is heavy. But what if we open for a while to the sense that there may be thousands of people on the planet right now also feeling that? There's enough room and more. And then let it go for a while. Breathing out and letting it go. Tuning in, as we have in the previous days, to what we love in life, what is most important. What is precious in life. What is our secret love that makes this life worthwhile? More intimate than food and more essential than breath. Getting that feeling, the feeling of that. Wholeness or silkiness. Is it upliftment, buoyancy? Flow, stillness, embrace. So not just the name of the state, but what it feels like experientially. Does it feel like a breeze? Or a hug? Or the night sky. Is it cool or warm? And for a while, giving that sense, that flavor of life to all of our cells. Breathing in and connecting with that, breathing that in. Breathing out and letting that send out to all of the parts of the body, the mind, the heart, the deep being. As if every cell would drink that brightness. Even the brain cells drinking. That water of life. From the spring. Scattered mind, the broken heart, drinking. Refreshing. For a while, if you wish, also allowing that to go beyond your skin, to float or flow, into all of the hall. enough room to receive all of that life's silkiness. Endlessly. And then for a while, we can combine all three parts of the meditation. Deep rest into enough room and more. Resting back. Enough room for it all. And always more room. Always also space. And then the revolution is to breathe in and welcome the texture of the difficult. And to breathe out and connect to the spring of what makes life worthwhile. To fill and overflow with the out-breath. With that freshness and fluidity, or whatever texture you have found. Breathing in not only my own difficulty, accepting that this heat this burning, perhaps heavy, speedy texture of the specific difficulty that you are working with is not only mine, but all of ours, and breathing it all in. Into enough room and more. Allowing the tenderness of the heart to come out to meet. Simply difficult without any solution or answer. Without even any problem, just that it hurts, that it's difficult. Breathing in and receiving. Allowing that heat or heaviness, that speed, and with the out-breath, allowing the spring to bubble up, to fill you and overflow to all of us. the difficult, not mine, but ours. And certainly not my secret or my shame. But one of the most shared experiences on the planet. Breathing out and connecting to what we love most secretly. Also not mine, but ours or life's. Letting it come up and through you, for you and for all of us, in this together. If it feels packed too full, then take a longer time and call it in-breath. Take several breaths for the in-breath part and several breaths for the out-breath part for a while. Resting back, enough room and more. Can be as if we're breathing through our skin, breathing in that texture from the whole world, that burning, or that weight. Enough room and more. Not mine. No solution, no problem. And breathing out through every pore of the skin also, that lightness. Breeziness, silkiness, slipperiness, fluidity. breathing in the hot and the dark and the heavy, or whatever texture you found. Dense, busy. Of all of us. And as we let it be, we may start to connect to the aliveness even in that experience. Not mine. Aliveness. Allowing the tenderness of our compassion to respond in this trickling stream of the out-breath. Refreshing. Lightening. Without a solution, without fixing anything. Without knowing anything. Without any story. What I love most in life is itself, it's not mine. And I can let it let it offer itself to me and through me. Let my love adapt to its generosity, its carefreeness, its tenderness. Enough room and more. May all beings be happy. May our practice and our lives be dedicated to freedom, tenderness, and participate in the momentum towards liberation everywhere.